I was getting ready for church, and I heard a loud boom, boom, boom. It was really loud, and there were so many emergency vehicles here within a short time.
I mean, I almost feel guilty because I was in a really, really safe spot on the train, like just the way it felt.
Huge, huge train crash, sadly, in New York, a Bronx train to be specific, 4 people killed. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. This is where we start. It's a long holiday weekend. And to be sure, I hope that many of you got to celebrate it with family and friends, and you are tired of turkey, that you had so much turkey that you're going to be eating salads for the next 2 weeks and so much food, because then you throw on all the pies and whatnot. So sadly, what a way to end that kind of a weekend in New York at a popular area, a commuter train. It derailed in a curve, killing the 4 people I mentioned, and dozens and dozens of others were hurt as well. There were 7 passenger cars. It looks like toy cars of a movie set if you look at all at any of the photographs of it or any of the video of it. It jumped, and what happened was the locomotive just jumped the tracks, and this is about 10 miles north of Grand Central Terminal. So the people who died, 3 of the people who died anyway, were thrown out of the train when it came off the tracks because of the twisting and the turning. And the passengers who survived say gravel just came flying. They say windows of the coaches just broke out because when the cars turned the way they did and gravel came flying up into their faces. And the people tried to block the stuff that was coming at them, and it felt like the train was dragging on its side for a really long time, almost like in slow motion. And this is a train that was going from Grand Central to a place called Poughkeepsie, New York, about 75 miles or so down the Hudson River when it derailed at 7:20 in the morning on Sunday. So you had people that were coming back early from trips and that kind of stuff. The good news is 67 people were injured, and most of them were in and out of the emergency room. Now, still 11 are in critical condition, but at least there are people that were able to survive that and walk out of the emergency room. But boy, oh boy, going through it, it's funny the things, I say this all the time, that you just don't, you take for granted, you don't think about it. Somebody who used to ride a train, I never even thought about it. Get on the train, boom, straight shot. I can't tell you how many times you're over a bridge or going on the side of a curve and never even gave it 2 thoughts. And here this locomotive was pushing passenger cars through that curve when the crash happened. And the configuration is very strange because there's the National Transportation Safety Board, of course, they're trying to figure out what it was specifically. And they haven't recovered the event recorder yet. And they have recovered it, rather, but they haven't examined all of that and gone through the things that you have to go through. There were about 150 people on the train when it derailed. Grand Central is a really common area to just jump on the train. It's a beautiful train station, heads in all directions. Can't tell you how many times I took it. Maybe even some of you listening across the country visiting took it, or maybe some of you in the Northeast have taken it. So the train, the person who was operating the train was one of the injured people. Told the investigators already put the brakes on the train, but it didn't slow down. And so this is all the kinds of things that they're looking at right now. Got about 1,500 feet of track that's just ruined at this point. And they're trying to think of, you know, how many days a year the trains and the, you know, is there some other factor? What is it that caused this derailment that they're not looking at when they haven't had anything near this ever before? So, terrible, terrible way, like I said, to end the weekend. There was some excitement in sports, to be sure, coming up in our next segment. What I think is the Daily Salute. Absolutely incredible what happened in a game between Auburn and Alabama. People who could care less about college football for 1 second weren't talking about Obamacare. They were talking about college football. That many people intrigued by what happened. I'm not going to spoil it, but the ending was mind-blowing. Let's put it that way. So if you didn't see it, have no clue what I'm talking about, don't worry. We'll get to it coming up around the bend. I think it really is the Daily Salute. I do. I mean, there's other things that have happened and the generosity of people because it opens the giving season and all kinds of other interesting things certainly happened in the last 4 or 5 days. But to me, this was, when you talk about the buzz in the backyard, this was the buzz in the backyard. Now, the other buzz in the backyard is of political nature. And it has to do, it's the craziest thing, the screwed up deal with Afghanistan. I thought this was already put to bed. Hamid Karzai won't sign the deal. That's our withdrawal, basically. So if he doesn't sign the deal, what happens then? We have 50,000 troops. By December of 2014, we're out of there. We're gone. So if no deal is signed, what happens in Afghanistan? You figure this, 2,500 tribal leaders, which sounds so ridiculous, had to sign off on this agreement, right? And they did the bilateral plan. But Hamid Karzai stopped it. And can you imagine if you get to December 31st, 2014, and the United States isn't involved? You think any other NATO allies are going to be on the ground in Afghanistan? I'm going to say no. Susan Rice has already been over talking to Karzai. Couldn't get it done. Now they're talking about possibly sending Joe Biden. If not, then they got to go to the press to try to figure this out. There is a little bit of time, but not much to play with. It's so shocking because here, oh, there's a deal. Yay. Whoo. Okay, deal. Which already we were shocked that there was, what, how many troops were going to be left behind? Now it might not matter because we just went through the 12th Thanksgiving in Afghanistan. But if Karzai doesn't sign the deal, we're not staying. We can't stay without a deal. So we bolt. We, the United States, bolts. And guess what? They're on their own. But then you think about all the years spent there. You think all the money spent there, more importantly, all the lives, all of that in between. And you have tribal leaders that sign off on it. But Hamid Karzai says he won't do it. He was a problem from the get-go. Second time around, remember the stuffing of the ballot boxes? So part of this, was this because a child died in a drone strike? Was it because a drone accidentally killed civilians in Afghanistan, which happened last Thursday? There was a known insurgent who was riding a motorbike in the area. So a couple of women were killed. A child was killed. Is this what has led to Karzai saying, I'm not going to sign it? Man, it's obviously been a huge sore subject for Karzai and for the Afghans over the last couple of years, for sure. So fair or foul, would you be upset if we didn't leave any troops behind? 855-266-5283. Keep that number handy for later in the show. The Daily Salute next.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends Glucogel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints as well as your, as well as the circulatory system. And also the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering Glucogel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Yarder. It's got, no, does not have the leg. And Chris Davis takes it in the back of the end zone. He'll run it out to the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45. There goes Davis.
Oh, my God.
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game. He ran the missed field goal back. He ran it back 109 yards.
Called timeout, got our guys over there, said, let's put Chris Davis back, and just said, hey, guys, they only got about two or three guys that we feel like can make a tackle, block those guys, and we'll have a chance to return it. We're going to have to put that game behind us. You know, we enjoyed it last night. Our challenge today is we got to flip the switch. And, you know, we're going to Atlanta, playing in the SEC Championship, playing a very good Missouri team. And our guys, when they turn on the film, they're going to see that, and I'm sure that'll get their attention.
Wow, incredible. Folks, Auburn, all of you listening in Alabama and the South and college football fans, and even if you're not, picture this. Alabama is the Goliath. Auburn stuns Alabama in a rivalry matchup, you know, an in-state rivalry matchup, the Iron Bowl. And you have a situation where Chris Davis, as Coach Gus, the Tigers coach, was talking about, returns a missed field goal attempt for those 100-plus yards for a touchdown with zero on the clock. So suddenly, I mean, the air went out of the stadium. It was insane. People on both sides weren't talking. They were in shock. So Auburn wins 34-28. It knocks Alabama down in the BCS standings. And now Auburn goes on to play Mizzou, as you heard the coach talk about, that they know that they have Malzahn, Coach Gus Malzahn, talking about the fact that now they have to go to Atlanta. They have to play Missouri, which is a very good football team, an incredible football team. But just like when it seemed it was going to go into overtime, they're tied at 28 apiece. Suddenly, Nick Saban, who gets massive publicity in and out of the sports world, decides to try for the long field goal, 57 yards away. And his field goal kicker had missed several. So he went to a redshirt freshman to kick it for him. And who would think? It was Cade Foster was the kid who had missed. And instead he goes to the freshman, the redshirt freshman, to try to do it. to try to put it in between the uprights. And what happens in the end is shocking. I mean, just absolutely shocking, but incredible. That's why it's the Daily Salute. This kid is amazing. And that win is amazing. I mean, absolutely amazing. Matt, the whole weekend of college football, actually, there were some incredible finishes. But this one, I think, may be, I've talked to a lot of college football experts, it may be one of the best plays that we've seen in modern times, especially with the drama, Auburn being ranked number 4, Alabama 1, the whole rivalry between the two clubs, and then the unthinkable happening in the end.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous. I mean, I was watching that game live, and I couldn't believe exactly what was happening. I didn't know why Saban was going for the kick right there, because he's a college kicker. He's a redshirt freshman, and it's like a 57-yard field goal. There's no way he's going to make it. The chance of them returning it for a touchdown, like what happened, I thought was greater than him actually making that kick. I think it was ego-driven on Saban's part to even attempt it.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think he just assumed, because of the way things always roll for Alabama, Roll Tide, that's what they would go into overtime. Or maybe he'd make the kick, or maybe he'd make it, and that would be the end of the game. But it's crazy. Certainly it lived up to its billing. The Iron Bowl is amazing.
And I think, you know, being it's one of the biggest rivalries in college football, like what you just described, 1 versus 4, the winner goes to the SEC championship game, all those things on the line, it was one of the craziest and most, like, exciting plays I've ever seen end a football game.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I watched it live, too, and I could not believe what I was saying. I could not believe it. I mean, it was absolutely amazing. There was so many drama. There was so much drama leading up to that in the first place. I mean, Auburn played a good game, too. It came down to the wire. There's no doubt about it. I mean, that was the Tigers, that was an incredible play, the last play. But throughout the game, there were moments when they did some key things, and then there were some key misses on both sides of the ball. But the field goal misses of 33 and 44 and 44, I mean, that was a killer for them.
And
I mean, just a killer.
I think that second half, especially the fourth quarter, is one of the most exciting things you'll ever see, too. I keep saying exciting, but, I mean, that's just what comes to mind, because it was back and forth. You'd have, you know, Auburn go down and score, then all of a sudden it's A.J. McCarron throwing a deep bomb and getting a touchdown. Then you have, I forgot the Auburn quarterback's name, but he does kind of the fake run out to his left, fakes the DB out, throws it over his head to a wide-open touchdown.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there were things in that game that you didn't – there's just things in that game that were just shockers, and that ultimately led to what was a well-deserved win for Auburn. Let's see what happens in college football, because next year they do a playoff system. This year it's still about the BCS standings. So, you know, Adam Griffiths, that's his name, 57-yard attempt was short, and then to see what happened with Davis, the hard-to-fathom finish for the Tigers, who are 11-1, 7-1 in the Southeastern Conference, and now still having a slight shred of hope of a BCS championship game. Who knows? Because Alabama, I mean, they were upended. This is twice. Saban won back-to-back, and they were looking at 3. They were staring down 3, and now that's not going to happen. So you have undefeated Ohio State, which was in 3rd in the BCS standings this week, and heading in, and now it's Florida State and Ohio State, and you know, what happens with Auburn, we'll see. We'll see what happens in that title game. But, wow, incredible. All right, and if you have no idea what I'm talking about, and you're like, oh, man, she was just talking about all that nonsense with Karzai and what a fool he is and how he needs to be booted, and now all of a sudden here we are talking about the Daily Salute. If you haven't seen the play and you just heard the exciting call, it's worth it. You can go to my website, americatonight.net, and link onto my Facebook, and I posted it there because I thought, boy, if you can't find it, you need to see it. Without a doubt, one of the greatest plays ever. That kid was so excited. And by the way, for all the people listening to us who are Buckeyes, OSU beats Michigan 42-41 42-41, another tight game that came down to the wire, but still the Buckeyes with no losses. So that put them in the spot where they're in the, I call it the two hole. They're in the two hole now. And this is when it matters, because this is bowling time and the national title game is on the line for a couple of different teams, depending on a few things that could happen. So it's all there. Coming up on America Tonight, speaking of being all on the line, it's certainly all on the line when we talk about Afghanistan, but not just Afghanistan. The Middle East has been so heavily in play for the last, I mean, forever, it seems, but truly where we've invested our soldiers, where we've invested so many of our assets, both our human assets and also monetary as well. You have now a tricky situation with Iran and what's going to happen and all the conversation over Iran and whether or not they're going to truly roll back 20% of their uranium enrichment. And do you believe that they're going to do it? Because, you know, you look at the culture of Iran and there's still a culture of revolution in that country. We talked about it heading into the holiday. Do you really believe this new president, Rouhani, and that you can trust what he says, that, hey, this is, you know, that you've lifted the economic sanctions and now they have 6 months and they're going to ultimately allow inspectors in places that they hadn't been before, and this is a whole new day, and people will be embarrassed when they realize what was not happening in Iran. So over the weekend, Rouhani, the president, is quoted in the Financial Times as saying, well, yes, of course, we're not going to dismantle our nuclear facilities. We're not going to do that. Why would we do that? That it's a red line. We're not going to do that. So Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, was just freaking out over that. I guarantee 6 months comes and goes, and I think we're going to regret that deal with Iran. And who gets to decide who gets to have nukes anyway? Think about that. I'll meet you in a few.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Wise up, load up at freestriguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freestriguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freestriguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freestriguy.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We're eating turkey. I already mentioned the situation with Karzai. He so far has not signed the deal, which, what's the problem with that? That's a huge problem because tick, 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 time is running out. It's not like we just all of a sudden take off on December 31st of 2014. That doesn't happen that way. So things have to be put in play, and they're not. And it's when you come and you shake hands and you say, "Whoa, this is good," and you remember, we're giving Afghanistan money, and okay, we've had these troops here for over 12 years, and now all of a sudden there is a wrinkle in the deal. And is it really because Hamid Karzai's had enough, and he says, "Ugh, with the drones again, and I demand an apology," which, of course, there was an apology that was issued, or is this a little bit of messing with the deal? I say yes to the deal, but let me think about that a little bit more. Maybe there's something else I can squeeze out of this. Maybe there's a way that I can get a little something extra that I want from the United States. In the meantime, some craziness is also happening with China. So if you're keeping score, we're on the seesaw with Iran, and depending on who you talk about, boy, this deal looks good. It's because now we're going to have these conversations with Iran, and why not? Or, if you believe like I do, Rouhani sounds too good to be true. They're going to continue to enrich uranium. They still believe in revolutions in that country. And we have to tread very, very carefully. So the strategy needs to be a well-thought-out strategy, I believe, rather than just saying, boom, this is incredible, because we've been down this road before with another country, North Korea. And what happens? The sanctions, the problems, the pressure were lifted off the backs of Iran, that country, which was we were strangling, finally, because the sanctions didn't have much teeth in the beginning. And then we just gave it all back. What is the incentive after 6 months to say, hey, come on in, we're going to show you everything that we haven't shown you before. Here's the blueprints. And go ahead and check behind every curtain you want to check. And just trust us. We're not going to enrich to the point of any kind of a weapon, of course. That's not at all what we're intending to do. So China and the U.S., we know that this is a relationship that means lots of money for American businesses and for Chinese businesses. And we also know China holds our treasury debt. They have our debt, right? Think of treasury bonds, and that's what they've got, tons of them. So now there is this problem of some islands that technically are in Japan's territory. So China is demanding notice for flights that are going through a newly declared air defense zone over the East China Sea. So three major airlines confirmed that pilots were complying. The demands from Beijing have ended up resulting in tension with Japan and, of course, the United States. So United, American, Delta had the pilots follow the advice to comply with the air defense identification zone. And what does that mean? Well, here's what the deal is. Two Japanese airlines refused to comply with China's declaration. So the Japanese government said that it's asked the International Civil Aviation Organization to address this new designation of this new defense zone. And the Japanese foreign ministry is saying that the government's proposal at a meeting in Canada called the Chinese zone a threat to aviation safety. So you have Caroline Kennedy, who is now the ambassador to Japan, who released a statement over the weekend about complying and about China and this new zone and the problem with the new zone. It was just last Saturday they announced this creation of it over several islands that Japan and China are both claiming. They've been at odds over these territories for a while because the reason why is they think, they don't know this for sure, but the assertion is that there are large reserves of natural resources. So China wants that, and so does Japan. Who wins in that tug of war? Who possibly wins in that tug of war? Well, China, I think, with the United States, we can have tension, but they have to tread carefully, and they know that. There is at least one U.S. unarmed military plane and several Japanese military planes flying through. They flew through the zone Friday without any problems. They say they're not changing what they're doing. South Korea had its military send a plane on a routine patrol flight into the zone without alerting China. And how much can China actually monitor that airspace? But Carolyn Kennedy, as I said, the ambassador, said unilateral actions like those taken by China, this was her announcement, with their announcement of an East China Sea air defense identification zone undermine security and constitute an attempt to change the status quo in the East China Sea. And it only serves to increase tensions in the region. I mean, there's a lot at stake. How much is at stake? Japan and China have a lot at stake. Together, both of those countries totaled, they believe, more than $333 billion. That's a figure released by Japan's External Trade Organization. $333 billion, a lot of reasons not to fight over some islands with your neighbors. Can we just split the difference? You take this island, I'll take that island. And all I can think of is if China's really fighting that hard, they really have to believe there's some amazing resources there that they do not want to give up. Not good when we say tensions are just a little bit high. For a bunch of reasons. I mean, listen, we're definitely war-weary, and we can't have that happen. China really doesn't want that to happen with the United States. And Japan is our friend and our ally. So what do we do in this situation should China decide to get nasty with Japan and they go back and forth? We're in trouble then. And boy, this is something we didn't need. Another Pandora's box to open up. So who's going? Joe Biden just has to be the peacekeeper, I guess, right? The VP is headed to Asia. He's already left because of what's happening. Then maybe after that, he's going to make his way to Afghanistan. And the whole push is to try to calm down some of those fears, to try to figure it out, to try to come up with some clarity, to do something to discuss the issue and get the Chinese to stand down and the Japanese to stand down, because this has been going on since November 23rd. And Tokyo has stopped Japanese airlines from handing flight plans to Beijing. But yes, I mentioned, with our planes, we're not doing that. We're declaring, we're talking about, we're saying we're coming through the airspace because they don't want problems. The U.S. doesn't want problems. And this is a very big problem. And it's interesting because the president is supposed to visit there in April anyway. Biden is going to, was set to go speak with a couple of different people. And he's going to deliver a speech at one of the universities there. I mean, this is a big foreign policy nightmare. Because you cannot, I mean, there's no way to turn your back on Japan. And what is China trying to kind of nudge us a little bit? What is it all about? What's the whole thing with the islands, knowing our relationship with Japan? So Biden better be clever at his negotiating skills. He better have it going on, since it looks like he's going to be on the road for a little while and may have to actually have a few stops before he comes back. And the first one is up in Asia to go over there and try to somehow quell the tensions. All it takes is one moment in time where one of two things happen. Boom. Somebody says, let's forget it. We want these islands. That's it. We're going to shoot anything out of the sky. China says that. And then they open up a war with Japan. Then what happens? Stay with us. Weekly Re-Rack coming up on the flip side.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. What an interesting story we have to tell you about. Steve Bevilacqua is in our virtual green room, and you're not going to believe what happened to him. First of all, he was hit by a car crossing the street, and cutting to the chase, he almost went to prison for it. The guy who ran him down was charged with nothing. So now you can imagine how he must have felt, and we're going to take his pulse in a second here. He spent a bunch of time in court fighting mandatory prison sentences for imaginary crimes. He's got a book called Kafka at the Beach. You love this. A layman's handbook for those falsely accused of felonies. Steve, first of all, wow, glad you survived that. Thanks for coming on the show.
Well, Kate, thanks for having me on. This is great, man. Thank you.
So tell me what happened. Take us back to that day and then the shock of that, and then take us through what happened.
Okay, and be warned, it is a long, twisted tale. I will keep this as simple and as unshocking as possible.
There you go.
But basically what happened was a Sunday morning, I stepped out of my apartment here in Venice Beach, and I was crossing the street at a crosswalk when I was, run down by this just road rage maniac. So I saw her coming, and actually, because I heard the screech of her tires, and I did jump out of the way. She didn't really, she didn't kill me, obviously. She just kind of knocked me down on my butt. I yelled, yo, at her, at which point she stuck her hand out the window, gave me the finger, and kept driving. But this woman, the driver was just so, crazed that she only, even though she fled the scene of an accident, she only fled about 150 feet up the street and then tried to park. So basically then when, you know, I just walked over, I was walking home and saw her, I was like, you just ran me down with your car. And that was the big mistake, because then she just completely exploded. They're screaming obscenity. She punched me. She just attacked me. This woman was like completely out of her head. Then she followed me through the streets, screaming at me for a good hour and a half. But yeah, okay, here's where it gets interesting. Because by the time the police and the city attorneys were done processing all this, the woman who then, the police report admits that she ran me down, gave me the finger and took off, then said, oh, but after all that, you know, he tried to rob me. So, amazingly enough, the woman who ran me down gets charged with nothing. I get charged with felony string arm robbery, assault, theft, a whole long list of things, some of which came with mandatory prison sentences, which made the whole thing really a much bigger problem, actually. So I'm in court for a good 8 months, fighting for my freedom pretty much like every week, shelling out tens of thousands of dollars to for lawyers to keep me out of prison. Because when you're facing a mandatory prison sentence, there's really no plea bargaining. You say yes to anything, the judge can't help you at all. They put you on a bus to prison. So basically finally managed to successfully fight that off in the most insane way. It was ridiculous.
Wait, I got to stop you there. We're going to tell everyone. Because here is the big news, people. Judge Judy. You got redemption from Judge Judy? Are you kidding me?
No, I was saved by Judge Judy. Basically, yeah, the whole thing then played itself out again on TV where I was this time I was vindicated. I love Judge Judy. I consider her, like, basically a role model for the rest of the justice system that they should be following, you know, very actively. And I consider her a modern-day Solomon, actually. I think she really is a return to what our justice system should be and definitely is not.
So did you turn to the – did you say, okay, something has to happen here, something has to give because I'm going out of my mind. I can't believe that I'm spending all this money. I'm in this situation. I could actually really go to prison. How did the whole Judge Judy thing happen in the first place?
Okay, so once I actually got the charges dismissed, and the book is very instructive. It's very funny, but it's also, God forbid, you or any of your listeners end up in this situation. But there's certain things that, you know, I learned the hard way that, you know, you can benefit from if it happens to you. One of which is the only way this thing came to a head in the actual criminal justice system is after months of just negotiation and badgering and bullying, I finally had to go before a judge, literally, and we all have a constitutional right to do this. I had to go between the little gates, stand before a judge, and say the words, I am asserting my right to a trial. Because they'll just try to badger you into all kinds of things until you finally say, I want a trial, and I literally had to yell it. And then they have 10 days to either, like, try you or you're free. Of course, even with their, you know, basically maneuvers, it wasn't 10 days after that it was over. It was some time after that it was over. But I finally got free. I agreed to do, amazingly enough, court-ordered therapy, which was another fiasco in itself. But how Judge Judy came into it was then I decided, you know, to kind of make up some of the tens of thousands of dollars I was out by suing the driver. Not so much for running me down, but more for making deliberate misstatements to the police that cost me so much money. And then the Judge Judy show found me on the docket, and they called. And so we all ended up there. And Judge Judy was, you know, the point of the book is maybe it's where you'd least expect it. You know, you think Judge Judy's just putting on a TV show. But actually, she was much more concerned with dispensing justice than our justice system. And I was, like, dumbfounded by that. She would, you know, for instance, okay, here was one of the things that made me finally run before the judge and scream, I want a trial. After about 7 months of regular court dates, we were in a hallway talking with a prosecutor. That's where everything happens in court, by the way. They send
right.
you out into the hall.
And
that was when I realized, because the prosecutor kept making these statements that my lawyer and I were like, you must have this confused with something else. Like, he didn't know what he was talking about. And then came the really chilling moment that we realized we were 7 months into this, and this guy had never read the police report. He didn't know there were witnesses. He didn't know what had happened. He didn't know anything that he was talking about. And so that's when it was like, I've had it. We're done. And so I went before the judge and forced them to do something. On the other hand, Judge Judy, the first thing that Judge Judy did when we were in court or on her court set was insist that all paperwork, all reports, all everything be brought to her. And it was a lot. I mean, she referred to it very scornfully as voluminous. And it was a good big stack of paper. And she made us all stand there sweating bullets while she read every word of it.
Oh.
And it was amazing. I loved her. And then she shoved it aside, and then the fireworks started. And then it was amazing. It was like a tornado of justice. And I got it good, too. I mean, she screamed at me first. And that was interesting, actually, because you know, all the bystanders are wondering, why did she yell at you like that? And we still don't know. But our best guess is, because she started out by yelling at me for a good 20 minutes. And so I was just babbling apologies at her. And, of course, they cut all that stuff out of the show. So when the actual episode begins, I'm just standing there looking completely shell-shocked.
Oh, yeah, of course. All that's gone. Yeah. Hey, Steve, what's interesting is, and we're speaking with Steve Bevilacqua, and he's telling us about his story, obviously, and what happened with Judge Judy. And what's interesting is you are a screenwriter. Please tell me that this is going to pop up somewhere. Somebody's going to option this or something's going to happen. Because your story would make for a good segment or actually somewhere on the tube. I think this would be an interesting kind of story to see it, I don't know, fleshed out a little bit. Have you thought about that or talked to anyone about
that? And thanks. I think it would be something good. Actually, one producer has already approached me, but it was right after the book came out. The book is pretty new. And I asked, I was like, listen, let's hold off on that. Let's let it have a life as a book first. And then, sure, I think this will end up on a screen somewhere. I hope so. Although it's going to be weird because I am a screenwriter, but I don't know that I'd write this one because, you know, the main character is me, and that's just kind of weird.
After you get through the Judge Judy thing and then you feel that redemption and everything, and then you decide, you know, this is just crazy, so I'm going to put together this book. And I think when more people that are probably listening to this and as your story gets out even more, I guarantee there are other crazy things that have happened to people that they just cannot believe that the script was flipped and they're on the other side of that. Have you heard that from any people that have said anything to you?
Yeah, you know, that's one of the reasons I wrote the book, because basically once you become known as the guy at the party who's just been falsely accused of something, it's funny. People come forward and tell you everything, like lots of things. What happens when you're under the gun, when you're on the wrong end of the false charges, what happens is people always confide in you things that they've done and gotten away with, which gets really crazy. I mean, you know, I guess they figure you're no threat because no one believes you. What are you going to do? You know, you've been falsely accused.
Right.
Yeah, I had people pull me aside to confess, you know, about the time they totaled a bunch of parked cars and stuff. You know, and so, that was crazy. And that you do become the great confessor for everyone.
Well, this is a great book for, I think, anyone to read. And again, it's called Kafka at the Beach, a layman's handbook for those falsely accused of felonies. Good luck with that. Pick it up on Amazon.com. Steve, happy Thanksgiving.
It's on our Facebook page, Kafka at the Beach on Facebook, if people have more questions. And if anybody has any questions about how to fight off false charges, I am the, like, you know, basically begrudging expert in this right now, and I'm happy to help. I've had people ask me about stuff like that.
I love that. Stevie B, thanks so much.
All right, thank you, Kate. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too. Bye-bye.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.